Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Good morning and welcome to the First Word. This is yours truly, Pastor Steve, in the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Pray that everyone's had a wonderful Thanksgiving and all of the family and friends and the food and good times had by all. We're just thankful for our family and friends and being able to get together and talk and catch up on good times and things that are going on in our family. It's good to be back with you on the air. And we want to get started with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for this day and all your many blessings. We thank you, God, for another privilege, another opportunity to come together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you would bless us, that we will be able to study to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. God, we pray that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. And as always, God, we pray that all of this will be done to your glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. On last week, we were dealing with men and responsibility of getting an understanding. And we wanted to continue with the book of Proverbs, and we also wanted to touch with the book of Deuteronomy in regards to getting instruction, getting understanding. And it's important as men, and as we've been talking about since we started, this first word, is important that we make sure that we touch on areas that are vitally important to the survival of men, the well-being of men, so that we can continue to be the leaders in our homes, in our families, in our churches. The Bible talks about that. You can't spoil the strong man. You can't spoil his house unless you mind the strong man. Later talks about that in Mark and in Matthew, where Jesus was saying you can't take the strong man's house or spoil his house unless you mind him. And so what we wanted to talk about today is what binds us, in other words, what hinders us, what causes us difficulty, what causes us to lose our place of leadership, our place of fellowship, our place of where we should be. And sometimes it's a reality check. Sometimes it's a thing where we say, wow, I really need to deal with it. You know, we touched on it here, we touched on it there, but we didn't really need to deal with it. And one of the things we wanted to deal with is this thing of men coming in contact with women other than their wives. Some people call it adultery. Some people call it fornication. Here recently, we see one of the famous comedians and actors, Bill Cosby, is getting a lot of allegations from women who have claimed that they were put in situations, many different situations, being drugged or raped or uncomfortable situations where they were interacting or he was interacting with them in ways that they did not want to be interacting with. And when you look at this, you say, wow, these things are serious accusations, and they have caused him to have his status in the world lowered because of these accusations. And, you know, whether they're false, whether they're true, remains to be proven, you know, in the court of law. But I know, just like we always tell everybody, you know, about O.J. Simpson. You know, everybody knows, you know, what happened, but nobody really can prove what happened. But God knows. So one of the things that men struggle with is being have fidelity with one woman or with their wife. And if we don't do that, what happens is we run into a lot of problems in our life. It is one of the most devastating things to a person who has done a lot of things, been positive, been in a lot of people's lives, a lot of positive things, and has become famous to be bought low because of interaction with women and appropriate, inappropriate, consensual, non-consensual, whatever it may be. But this is one of the topics that men struggle with, and they need to deal with it. And as we look in the book of Proverbs, you look at chapter 5, deals with forsaking lust. And if I go to Proverbs 5th chapter, and here's instructions and wisdom, and we were talking about the other day, it says, my son, this is Proverbs 5, verse 1, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. The lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, but thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come nigh the door of her, come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thy honor unto others, and thy years unto cruel. Let strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn it to last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. This is talking about a young man being enticed by a woman who was after her own gain, doesn't seek anything for him, but is simply out to manipulate him and to get him away from what he should be doing, or get his goods and, you know, mess his mind up. What happens a lot of times is men get involved with pornography, where the people that are on the screen or in the book are out for money, and messes men's minds up to the point where they, you know, become addicted to sex, addicted to watching acts of sex. And what happens is when you begin to do that, you begin to see how people's mind can get away from what is right and what's rational. And when you get away from what's right and what's rational, what happens is you begin to do things and you think it's the norm. So pornography, whether it's on DVD or whether it's in TV or whether it's in a movie or wherever it is, when it enters into your eye gate or your ear gate, and you begin to experience it, what happens is the normal relationship between a husband and a wife no longer is satisfying or no longer is what is expected for the norm. And so the perversion of sex is with so many different women and so many different partners and different environments, it perverts what, you know, God originally had planned. And so this is how young men get their minds in the wrong position or the wrong place, so that they no longer view a relationship with a woman in the proper way. And then that feeds over into this type of thing of one woman can't satisfy me. And so because one woman can't satisfy me, what I'm seeing on, you know, the video or the magazine is that there are women out there that are wanting this, you know, this is the way women are, and because this is where I see them, you know, this is the way I see women, and they just want to be with, you know, men, and so it gets perverted to a point where you're not thinking rationally, and you're thinking this is the way it is. So you come across women, and you think, okay, this is the way this is what they want, this is the way I should behave, this is the way they behave toward me. But in actuality, a lot of people in that business are just out for money. You know, they use their bodies for money. Women and men use their bodies for money, and they pervert the sex that God has outlined between a man and a woman, and they do whatever, anything and everything they want to do. So here you have an underlying cause of why people act out in certain sexual behaviors, whether it's to gain money, whether it's because this is what they think men or women want. It's something to not have the instructions of what God wants. And so when you're constantly getting the perversion version, you know, that's what becomes your reality. And so when that becomes your reality, that's what you do. Whether you are the person watching, or you're the person that's performing, or you're the person that's paying for it, or you're the person that's getting paid, that becomes your reality, and that becomes your norm. And so what this does is it binds the strong man. It binds him to the point where now he's addicted to sex, he's addicted to perversion, he's addicted to treating women or treating men in a certain type of way. And so now he becomes unwise, and so what happens is the life that he lives outside of sex might be positive, might be encouraging, might be instructional, might be helpful, but his character becomes bound by his sexual activity outside of the relationship with his one wife, or in the woman's case, one man. And when that begins to happen, it's now all the good that he's done outside of his sexual life, or his sexual life, we'll stay with the man, his sexual life, now is gone down the tubes, is gone down the road. So all of the good that you've done, all the riches, all the wealth, all the things that you've accomplished, now is taken away because possibly when you were younger, when you turned in, someone might have introduced you to pornography or sex or whatever. And so now this introduction of you to sex, or you might have picked it up on your own, but it was available, whether someone forced it on you, whether you picked it up willingly, it was available. And so now you have this addiction, or you have this perversion, or you have this abuse in your life, and you know you have to deal with it. Whether you get help dealing with it, whether you learn about how to deal with it yourself, but it's binding to then. It's a binder. It binds your straw man. It causes you to not be able to obtain the things that you need, or to keep the things that you should keep because of this thing of sex or pornography outside of what God intended with a man and a woman. And when you get outside of that, then you open yourself up to any and everything. And so imagine all the years that Mr. Cosby did well and entertained and you know, it was a great for institutions. And now the allegations of sexual, I don't know, we call it immorality or sexual perversion or rape or whatever, dealing with sex has caused him to suffer loss, him and his family. And something that, you know, if you look at the root cause, see where would you go back to with a strong man, and he's shown great strength, where would you go back to? Would you go back to when he first was a child, that when introduced him to something, did somebody do something to him? What was the root of this behavior that he's accused of? And it's not just him, it's men across the board. You can look at Jackson, you can look at Clinton, you can look at, you know, the list can go on of people who have been bound and all of their goods has been discounted because of sexual behavior. And, you know, you got to go back to the root cause. What is, you know, Proverbs is saying is watch out for the folks that are smooth and are selling, you know, you this sex outside of your marriage, outside of a marriage between a man and a woman. Watch out for this, because it will bind you up. And, you know, the book of Proverbs, it talks about it. And you'll mourn and you'll have problems. And then if you go to the book of Proverbs, it talks about avoiding adultery. And so when you look at the sixth chapter, verse 20, it says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually." That's funny why this is bind, bind them. We were talking about binding the strong man. But in verse 21, it says, "Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall bleed thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is the light, and reproof is proof of instruction, the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine eye, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and adulterers will hunt. For can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon the hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever touches her, shall not be innocent. Men, do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whosoever committeth adultery with a woman, lacketh understanding, he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealous is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare the day of his vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest it yet. And so, you know, this is just talking about this instruction. This is what we're talking about in Deuteronomy, where it was saying, you know, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And that was in, I believe, Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And it talks about, you know, teach your children diligently. Teach them. Matter of fact, let's go to that. So I'm not quoting the wrong scripture, but if we want to go to Deuteronomy, the review of the law that Moses gave. And if you look at, I believe it's the fourth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, beginning at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyelids. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. So here's the importance of teaching it to the word of God to your children morning, noon, and night, making it a part of your life. You know, this is how we get an understanding, where it's not something that we just see in a book, but we teach it and we see people live it. And when you live this in front of your family, when you live it, it becomes part of your life, because it's something that it's natural. And so, you know, in the book of Proverbs, when it's talking about the same thing of, you know, binding it and making it a part of your life, when you begin to start seeing the benefits, that's what we were talking about in chapter 4 of Proverbs, when you start seeing the benefits of this bringing you long life and bringing you prosperity, this is what we see. But when you go back to Proverbs 6, verse 21, says, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. Verse 20 says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. And so what it's saying is we need to listen to what the word of God says from time gone by. We need to teach it. We need to live it. We need to be around people that know it and can teach it and live it, because the same thing that they're talking about is true. If you get into a situation of fornication, if you get in a situation of falling into not only fornication, but falling into pornography, falling into adultery, all of these things will destroy your soul. All of these things will destroy you. All these things will bring you down. All these things that will bind you if we don't understand what they can do to us. And that comes from others teaching, others living, we learning, we applying it to our lives. And that's what it takes. So this is what, you know, men's ministry is trying to address something with men, is, you know, when you talk about this word in 6th chapter of Proverbs, and when it says in verse 27, can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? In verse 28, can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? And so, as big and bad as we as men might think we are, if you get involved with a woman and she's attractive and she's willing to be with you or do whatever, and you keep being with her, it's like hot coals. It's like you know, your clothes being on fire. It's something that will heat up and will happen. A lot of times people say it just happened, you know, and it did just happen. But you have to learn how to stay away from that fire. You have to learn how to understand the proper context of the way, you know, that fire should be kindled and generated. And when you don't know that, or when you introduced it to it in the wrong way, what happens is you're setting yourself up for a fall. And it's been like this from day one, you know, from men. It's women, it's a brutal thing to see a man going out with, you know, a prostitute and being found out by his wife or found out by his children or his community. In verse 26, it said, "For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and adulteress will hunt for that the precious life." So it's brutal. We need to talk about it. I don't think we talk about it enough. We need to talk more and more about it. So if you want to be a part of this conversation today, we invite you to call in 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're talking about how to not allow the strong man to be bound. And one of the things we were talking about, Cosby, one of the things that bound him and has brought him down is these alleged sexual relationships that have happened with down through his life. Some of them going back through 30 years. When someone, I think they say they're on number 20 now, you know, people are coming out the woodwork. Sort of like what happened with the golfer Tiger Woods, you know, and all of these, you know, relationships that he had. And what happens is, and I get back to this, is that, you know, one woman you can't be satisfied with that one woman, and when you can't be satisfied with that one woman, what happens is it breaks you down. Let's go to Proverbs, the fifth chapter. And when you go to Proverbs, fifth chapter, we want to go down to verse 12, and it says, "And say, how have I hardened instruction? How have I hated instruction?" Now, let's go back to verse 10. "Let strangers be filled with thy wealth, and the labors be in the house of strangers, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation, the assembly. Drink waters out of thy own cistern, and running waters out of thy own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the street. Let them be only thine own, and not stranger with thee. Let thy fountains be blessed and rejoice with thy wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving kind and pleasant roe. Let her breath satisfy thee all at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love, and wilt thou, my son, be ravished with the strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and pondereth all his going. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray." So the word of God, this is over 2,000 years old. It's still practical. It's still practical with Cosby. It's still practical with Woods. It's still practical with Clinton. It's still practical with Hyde and all the congressmen and senators and, you know, pastors and people in our community. But, you know, when we looked at that and saying, Why didn't I listen to instruction? Why did I despise reproof? Why didn't I listen? You know, was it something that, you know, the people that were in my life talked about when they got up in the morning, when they walked by the way? Was it a part of something that they lived, or was it just something they did on Sunday, or just a book that they read? To realize that this is talking about true lifestyle, talking about adultery, talking about pornography, talking about people meaning no good, talking about the end result, talking about how we get bound has been in this immorality, in this fornication, in this pornography, in this world of sex and you know, lies and videotapes and deceit and all of these things, and emails and Facebook and Instagram and all of these things, all revolving around, you know, sexual acts and relationships, and people having a wrong concept of it. And but the instructions are here in the Word of God, and everyone that's gone down the path other than what the Word of God says has suffered these calamities, has suffered these consequences. And you say, why does it keep happening? Because it clearly says in the Word that you can't walk on hot coals. You can't take, you know, a fire in your clothes and not be burned. And you have to understand it. So like a kid, you know, you tell them, don't touch that stove or don't touch that little burning. Be wise if you do it, if you listen, because whether you listen or not, it's still not going to change the fact that stove is hot. Now, if you listen, you won't get burned, but if you don't listen, you're going to get burned. And, you know, people, like I said, get involved early on with pornography, get involved with, you know, sex and fornication outside of God's plan for it, and it really will wreak havoc in the life of that person, the life of that person's family. All of these people that have planned, you know, shows and programs and fundraisers and things for Cosby, Mr. Cosby, and you know, now all of these things are canceled, and you know, people that have planned and put effort for it, all because of, you know, the allegations of the 20 persons that have come forward now for 30 years, you know. And people are moving away from that. People don't want their business to be associated with it, whether they can prove it or not. You know, whether it's wrong or right, people, you know, want to survive. They don't want to deal with the headache or the legal aspects of having someone with allegations against them, you know, whether it's false or not. And, you know, you can get into whether that's right or whether that's wrong, but that's just what people do. But, you know, these are the type of things that if you see line up with what the Word of God is talking about, if this is your MO or your modus operandi, this is the way you operate, this is the way you think things should go down, and the way you should be with women, and this is what you think things should be, these things are going to catch up with you. You're not going to be able to get away with it. And if, you know, these allegations are true with Cosby, you know, things he did 30 years ago have caught up with him. And that's, you know, what the Word of God says. And so when you begin to start saying, wow, 30 years ago, that's a long time. And it is a long time, but, you know, this is binding the strong man now. It's binding him. You know, you hate to see what, you know, what it's done to him or what it's done to his wife. And, you know, it becomes brutal in relationships, as far as with children and as far as with family members. It just becomes a term, I guess about 10 years ago, people said a hot mess. It becomes a hot mess. And, you know, this is what the book of Proverbs is trying to get the strong man to understand it. Don't get bound up by these things. It'll become a hot mess. Don't get bound up by the pretty woman and the woman in the videos and the woman in the pornography magazine. Don't get caught up in those things. That's not the way God intended it. And if you think you can look at that, and you think you can watch that, and you think you can go around that, you got another thing going, because it will burn you. It will set you up, and it will destroy you. And again, we go back to verse 27 of chapter 6 of Proverbs. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Verse 28, can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burnt? It's just not going to happen. You think you can? You know, that's not wise. That's not following instructions. That's not being prudent. That is not going to happen. If you continue to go out there and get that stuff in your ear gate, your eye gate, and you experience it, you know, with your other five senses, it's gonna take a hold of it. And it will pervert your way of thinking. It will pervert your way of how you view women and how you view sex. And, you know, you'll be doing something that you see someone else do, thinking, you know, that this is acceptable, this is right. Or, you know, in cases where people have been used and abused, you know, and now they're acting these things out. But, you know, at some point you have to sit down and you have to talk to people, you know, about what the Word of God says and explain to them, you know, this is in the Word of God. This is what God says about it. And we have to, like we were talking about it in Deuteronomy, we have to talk about it when we get up. We have to talk about it when we go along the way. We have to talk about it when we sit down. We have to talk about it when we lie down. We have to learn the Word of God, live the Word of God, share it with those that we love around us. And this is that strong man of God. We have to do this because our children, our sons, our daughters, if they don't know, they'll end up going down the same path. And so it's vitally important for us to teach them this, to share with them, to let them know and to live it. Being, okay, this is Daddy. He's with this one woman. He's been with her, you know, for over 30 years. You know, there's a bond there. He still loves, you know, his wife. He still cares for her. He still is involved with her. He still, you know, has her as, you know, the woman of his youth, as the Bible says. And when you see that, they have an example. They have a foundation that they can look to. Now, whether they do it or not, you know, that's up to them. They might make mistakes, but the Bible, again, says if you train the child up in the way he should go, when he gets old, he won't depart from it. And so there's a lot of training that we need to do, man. We need to get the Word ourselves, just like in the book of Genesis. You know, we got the Word first. You know, that's the first Word. We got the Word first. You know, it's one thing to get the first Word, but we got to live the first Word. And we have to deal with those sexual demons, those sexual whores, those sexual feelings of immorality. We have to deal with them. And the only way to deal with them is through the Word of God. The only way to deal with them is to talk about them. Don't pretend like they're not there. You know, everybody can wag a finger and everybody can say, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible for Woods, or that's terrible for Cosby, or that's terrible for Clinton, or, you know, that's terrible for, you know, Gifford, or that's terrible for, you know, you can go on and on, all the fellas, or the men that have been bound by this situation. But, you know, we don't, too many times we don't get down to the root cause. We don't get down to, you know, okay, it's sin in the life. And you know, if you don't have a relationship with God, you're struggling right there, you know. And when you do have a relationship with God, it's less of a struggle, but it's still a struggle. And you have to be willing to say, okay, from the time this young man or this person entered into this world, how was introduced to them? You know, what was their first experience? What was their first understanding of sex? And how did they get from that point to, you know, these allegations or you know, adultery or fornication? And trace it back to what happened. You know, something was taught, or did something perverted get to me before I was taught? And if something perverted got to me before I was taught, now this is what I'm used to. Whereas if someone, you know, comes by and tells me, okay, thanks for happening, this is what happened, this is how you feel, this is what God says it should be done, you know, the world is telling you this, the world is telling you that, But if you go that way, these are the things that are going to happen to you with outlined in the world, in the Word of God. And when you have been given that instruction and you have been told this, then you stand a better chance of carrying it out with less drama, with less of the hot mess. But if you're not, it's something that's not talked about, and people kind of learn it based upon what's been given to them or taught them or preyed upon them or how they experienced it, then this forms a lasting impression or type of mindset in it. And so now you have to deal with trying to undo some of that or undo that, which is a challenge in itself when you've already been dealt with something that affects the mind, affects the spiritual, affects your mind, affects the chemicals in your body. It affects you in such a powerful way. It almost can be equated with a drug because it touches endorphins and things that causes a euphoric feeling in your body. And so now if it's been introduced in the wrong way, now someone tells you to do it the right way, it's kind of hard to make the change. And so as men, we have to talk about how was I introduced to sex? How was I introduced to it? What was my opinion of women? What was my feelings? Or how was it brought to me? You know, what type of environment was I in? And, you know, because I was in that environment, now that I want to be, you know, committed to one wife and want her to desire to be with her, I still have these thoughts and desires to do things other than just with her. And you know, that type of stuff is real, and you have to deal with it. But you have to trace it back to what were you first introduced to, what was first given to you. When was the proper way told you, or was it ever taught you? And so when you begin to go further than just, you know, seeing what the result is, they should have known this. Oh, why did he let himself get into that? Why did he did this? And people can go on, and that's newsworthy, and you know, tabloids and magazines and you know, TV programs and all those things that sells, you know, people get involved. But what is the real cause? You know, number one, you know, do they know God? Do they have a relationship with God? You know, and at what point do they have that? And you know, did someone teach them the right way? Did someone, you know, introduce them the proper way? Or was it something they learned on TV or a magazine or a video or a tape that they saw, and you know, now they see this, and you know, they have this feeling of euphoric, and you know, the euphoric feeling comes from, you know, a pleasure feeling in the wrong relationship, whether it's incest or whether it's rape or whatever. It's something where the root cause has to be explored by the man for him to get an understanding, be able to get himself lined up with God, to be able to tell that to his children, to be able to communicate that with the people around him, so that the chances or the instances of it developing into adultery or fornication or improper relationships become less and less. And that's what we all have to strive to do as men, is to get back to the altar, get to the Word of God, get to where God is, and say, God, how is this supposed to happen? How are we supposed to do this? How are we supposed to understand this? How are we as leaders of our family, our church, the community, how are we supposed to deal with this issue of sex and like with our children, our daughters, and our wives and our husbands? And just be frank about it. And when you begin to start touching in on those things that from the beginning of how it should be, then you have a better chance of clearing it up, getting on the right path and staying on the right path, which I believe everyone wants for themselves and their children and their wives. They want to get on the right path and stay on the right path that has less drama, less mess and less things that will cause them to be bound. And, you know, that's what everybody's looking for. But if you don't deal with it, if you don't go back to the root cause, if you don't go back and get the word of God and get the truth and get the understanding and get the wisdom and the knowledge coupled with knowledge, then you'll keep spiraling into that same pattern. It'll happen to another powerful man, another powerful man, another powerful man. And then not only the powerful men, but it happens on the regular Joe. Same thing, same pattern, same path. You can almost predict it. And people prey on it through videos, through pornography, magazines. People prey on, you know, this thing, sex that God intended between a man and a woman. And they take it and they do whatever they want to do with it, all for money. And so it is a tough subject, men, but we have to hold each other accountable. Say, hey, you hanging out with your wife or you hanging out with somebody else's wife? We have to say, yeah, she's attractive, and all of us got eyes, but that's not your wife. Yeah, stay away from that. We can get you in trouble. Everybody said, oh, Pastor, what's going on? You see that? Yeah, I got eyes. But I know that if I let myself walk on those hot coals, I'm going to get burned. And if I take fire into my bosom, my clothes going to get burned. So I will leave it alone. And I won't even go there, run far, fast away. And you have to understand that. And you have to know, without a doubt, that thing will mess you up. It will destroy you. And so as good as it might look and as inviting as she might be and all those things, you have to stay away from it. Trust God, trust God's word. Lean on God. Get to the altar of God. Go to God if you have a struggle with that. And talk to him. Get to the altar. Talk to him. Ask him for the strength. Ask him for the wisdom, guidance, the knowledge, the understanding, the words to use to be able to deal with that temptation, to deal with that struggle. And get with other people, other men that can help you with that, that can, you know, even bounce it off, can talk about it. A lot of times we hold stuff in and we don't talk about it, but we need to talk about it. We need to bounce it off each other. And just a little conversation like this, say, yeah, that's true, that's right. I don't know, man, you know, and just get into the conversation. And once you start talking yourself through it, you can talking with each other, you can get through it. And then you can make it through that situation, and it'll give you strength when the next situation comes on to be able to deal with that the right way. And so this is, you know, this is the first word. This is men's ministry. This is what we're talking about. We're just trying to, you know, keep us at the altar of God. Keep us doing the right thing as leaders in our family, in our churches, in our community. Keep us on point. And again, we got the first word in Genesis. And we have to stay on point. God has given us the ability to do it. We can do it. The question is, will we do it? And you know, the choice is ours. You know, and we won't have anybody to blame but ourselves if we don't do it. If we don't get together as men and talk and fellowship and, you know, keep each other accountable and encourage each other, we don't have anybody to blame but ourselves. And so, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to continue. Men to get into this thing, get into the word of God, understand that the enemy's trying to bind us up, and one of the ways that he'll bind us up is through sex, and we got to learn how to make sure we're doing it God's way and not the way that the world says to do it, because the way the world says to do it will get us in trouble every time and cause us to have so much grief and so much drama. And I know that's not what anybody wants. And you know, just those few scriptures that we went over will greatly help us, will greatly put us on the right track and keep us on the right track. All right, well, that's going to do it for us today's session. Hopefully someone will get something out of this. Go back to the archives, as always. You can go back after the show and scroll down to the on-demand section. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid. and you can get it on demand. Also, we're here every Sunday morning, 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205, zip code 20784. If you want to drop us a line, that's 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205, and zip code 20784. And as always, if you'd like to be a blessing to us, you can make a donation, a financial donation to Heart of God Baptist Church, HOGBC, Attention, the First Word, Men's Ministry, and we'll be thankful and grateful for your financial support. So, as always, we just wish everyone on this day that you would be able to worship God in spirit and truth, that you would give him all honor, glory, and praise. And we look forward to ministering with you on next Sunday. So until then, God bless, and we'll see you next Sunday. God bless.